In the wake of the killing of seven Israelis on January 27, 2023, by a suspected Palestinian terrorist near a synagogue in the East Jerusalem settlement of Neve Yaakov, Hezbollah, a Lebanon-based terrorist organization, on January 28, 2023, praised the deadly attack at a synagogue. Also, rocket was fired by Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip on January 27. In response to that, Israel also launched airstrikes on Palestinian territory. It is worth mentioning that Hezbollah, led by Shia radical Hassan Nasrallah since 1992, is a hardcore terrorist organization. Iran has also backed it since the beginning. This terrorist organization is known to have been among the first Islamic resistance groups in the Middle East to use several tactics of suicide bombing, assassination, murders, capturing foreign soldiers, and hijackings. The attack on Israel was also celebrated by Palestine-based terrorist organization Hamas, which marked the attack by firing into the air, according to a report by the International News Agency. Notably, Hamas has also been often backed by Qatar. Also, this deadly attack came a month after the new government in Israel led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took over. Notably, the Israel-Gaza conflict is more than 100 years old. Jews assumed it was their ancestral home, but Palestinian Arabs never accepted this. Between the 1920s and 1940s, many Jews came to Israel, fleeing persecution in Europe and seeking a homeland after the Holocaust during the Second World War. In 1947, the UN voted for Palestine to be split into separate Jewish and Arab states. Jewish leaders accepted this, but the Arabs rejected this. Then in 1967, Israel was attacked by the Arab states, including Egypt. As Israel remained victorious in this war, it took control of East Jerusalem, the West Bank, the Syrian Golan Heights, Gaza, and the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula.